The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Bird Show.
Just having to make a ton of decisions when it comes to her wedding, of course. Everybody goes through the same thing.
Everyone's putting in their input, I've noticed lately, into a lot of
I like the way you say that. Input.
Input. And
I didn't ask for it.
Exactly. Well, when Jason and I were first engaged just a few months ago, feels like forever ago.
just wait till your wedding in 3 years.
Exactly. So when we were engaged, the first thing we talked about was the date. Well, it's really important because he has Florida family in South Florida, and I have family here in Atlanta and in South America. He's also got friends all over the United States because being in the military, you make friends and everywhere you're based. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to make it over a long weekend so that everyone could come to the wedding, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're thinking, okay, when is a long weekend? Well, obviously you have your holidays, like your 4th of July or Labor Day, Memorial Day. So we settled on our wedding to be Memorial Day of next year, because this year would be too soon. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I have too many family members. I need to fly in. It's really expensive. So let's do it for next year. So I was talking to a customer at work, and he's engaged as well. So we've both been sharing our stories. And when I told him that I was getting married Memorial Day of next year, he's like, oh, I didn't realize it was over a holiday. And I was like, so? He's like, I have an issue with people who have weddings over holidays. And I was like, really? Well, I have an issue with people who butt in when I don't ask them for their opinion.
I have an issue with people who have issues with people that are getting married on a holiday.
So it got me thinking, and it really bothered me. Am I wrong or selfish or whatever it is for having my wedding over a holiday?
Jan, what do you think? Come on.
It's a little bit of a selfish decision.
Think so?
By a little bit, do you mean a lot?
What you thinking behind it being selfish?
Well, you're assuming that that's how everybody wants to spend their holiday.
Okay, well, no, I think that we assume that we were doing everyone a favor by making it a long weekend and you wouldn't have to rush back.
Or take off work.
Or take off work, because don't you think that would be selfish to make you have to take off work?
Depending.
Say it, Jeff.
I feel bad. I'll let Jeff say it.
Yeah, it's really selfish. Because I understand the motivation behind it. So for immediate family, it's good. Mm-hmm. But, and you have a huge family, I'm assuming, because you're Mexican. So there's.
She's from Uruguay.
Right, in Mexico?
Yes.
So, Joanna's learning. So, I think for you, it might be good, but for people who might have smaller families and a ton of friends coming and a ton of, you know, people mm-hmm. coming, then it's taking a weekend away from a holiday weekend.
But then, are you the selfish one for saying, wow, you're taking my weekend away to come to your wedding? There are going to be a ton more weekends for you to go on vacation. I'm only going to have, this one wedding.
Well, I think many people have a...
You're assuming you're important, which you do, so it's okay. I understand that from you.
Most people don't have a lot of vacation time, so I don't mm-hmm. think that they like to be dictated what they have to do on the short amount of vacation time that they have. Mm-hmm. So they feel sort of like, oh, man, I mean, I probably would have gone somewhere else on my vacation.
Mm-hmm. You are doing it in Florida near the beach, right?
It is. It is in Florida.
So that's helpful.
That can justify it a little bit.
That makes it a little bit better. But, you know, if you're sending me to, like, Albuquerque mm-hmm. on Memorial Day weekend when I could be in Destin on the beach.
You're going to find out how that's a definition of our friendship.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if I'm going to go to Albuquerque, I better be a really good friend.
Yeah. You know,
Florida, okay.
I mean, Florida near the beach, okay. Yeah. I'm giving you a little bit more.
And I think you have to expect some people not to be able to come, because I think other people plan their vacations a long time in advance mm-hmm. because they have to save up money, especially mm-hmm. with big families. So I think expectations for you can't be that everyone can make it on that weekend.
I wonder if the attendance, if you look at the attendance list and the confirmation list, if it's higher for weddings that are done over holiday weekends or not done on holiday weekends.
Well, I do know destination weddings are lower. I was told that too. Mm-hmm. If you're going to invite 200, only expect, you know, 40%, mm-hmm. maybe less to actually show up. But that's fine too. You know, I don't need a bunch of people. I do just want whoever we're closest to come. But don't you think also holidays have a ranking? Like, let's say if I had my wedding over Christmas, I could understand everyone being like, no.
Yeah,
you know.
One of my best friends.
Yeah, but honoring the veterans, like on Memorial Day, you know, people who've died for this country, that right. is way, that's like Arbor Day.
Yeah, that's what she's marrying a guy in the military.
Jason's a veteran, and we're going to have it in a, you know, anyways, go ahead.
Here's Justin. Good morning. You're on Q100.
She's worn out, and your wedding's a year away.
She doesn't care.
It's not even Memorial Day 2010.
You are going to be so sick of your wedding by the time your wedding gets here.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin. Good morning.
Good morning. Basically, I was just going to say, having your wedding on a holiday weekend is completely wrong. It jacks up everything for all your guests. People make so many plans. And what's even worse than a holiday weekend is last year I had somebody who planned their wedding on the Saturday of the Georgia-Florida game.
Friendship over.
Football season is not a time to get married.
Especially in the South.
No,
I'm sorry.
If you have a bunch of Southern friends, then that's selfish too.
Was I the only one looking at Joanna when he said that? Because that was an eye roll like I have not seen since the Ricky Lake show.
Ricky Lake show?
Yes.
Random reference.
Joanna was like, whatever, Georgia-Florida game. This is my day.
I'd skip your wedding and go to
Tennessee
game. I'd
skip the team for that one. Hey, Terry, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. I was married 30 years ago, Memorial Day. The next day we had a picnic. All your helpers, sisters, cousins, bring a potluck. It was the best time we've ever had.
Yeah, but wait, when you got married 30 years ago, you were only honoring, what, one war?
Huge.
Joanna, you're going
to
have
a potluck.
The word potluck in Joanna's wedding, I don't think is probably going to be something.
Well, and she's the bride. Of course she had a great time. It was her wedding.
Yeah, what we need to do is talk to people that had to attend these, because most are calling up that had their wedding mm-hmm. on holiday weekends and said it was the greatest thing ever.
Right.
What we want to hear from is the people that had to attend to give you some real talk.
But like I said, I think that there is a ranking of holidays. It's not like a 4th of July.
This is the first holiday weekend in the warm weather.
Memorial Day is
the first time people get out on the lake.
But it introduces summer. It's at the beach.
Like Wendy said, families plan around Memorial mm-hmm. Day. So families already have like their vacation houses at the beach and stuff like
set. Plan it for St. Augustine, Florida.
And you know what? The fact that it's in Florida and it's Memorial Day weekend guarantees really convenient, inexpensive flights.
And housing.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Nope. Never mind. Mm-mm. That does not help. That's not in your favor. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Are you set on that date right now?
We've already had the church booked,
so it's done.
It's done.
Did you pay money yet?
Yes.
Okay.
She's not going to move her wedding because we're giving her grief. She's like,
yeah, you're just not invited, but you can send gifts. You can send Ms. gifts in the form of check.
At least it's not Thanksgiving weekend, which one of my best friends did to me.
On Thanksgiving weekend?
Because it made it easy for her family. All of her family was coming to the same town. So everybody else would just bail on their families right after Thursday.
Or New Year's. It's not like I'm having it on New Year's Eve, right?
When are you going to learn, Joanna, that your wedding day is so not about you?
I know. It's about everybody else and making everyone else happy.
Yeah. And that's my only day.
Oh my God, I'm the angel. It is April 6th, right? And you're getting married in May of 2011. Good God.
Yeah.
What is she going to be? We need to take before and after pictures because by next May, I don't know.
Beat down.
Get it. The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.